Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Drake May is a legitimate MVP candidate. We've been talking about this for a while. And Mike Reese, along with the staff over at ESPN, had an article today about Jonathan Taylor and the four quarterbacks handicapping the NFL MVP race. Matthew Stafford is so far the odds-on favorite, and this is why they wrote he might win it. The three-game stretch against the Jaguars, Saints, and 49ers, week 7 to 10, show exactly how good Stafford and the Rams' offense have been at times this season. In those three games, Stafford had 13 touchdowns and no picks, first quarterback in NFL history to throw for four or more touchdowns and have zero interceptions in three consecutive games. That's pretty good. That streak dates back seven games. It's 22 touchdown passes and no picks in those games, which are the most TD passes without an interception over a seven-game span in NFL history. Why might he fall short? As good as the three-game stretch was for Stafford, he and the Rams' offense had a game Sunday that wasn't up to their standards. According to Davante Adams, they beat the Seahawks by 21. They beat them 21-19, and that's a very good Seahawks defense. The Rams' running game had almost as many yards as Stafford had passing. Rams have a well-rounded offense and could rely on Kyron Williams in the ground game. Stafford wasn't really that good. And although Stafford is playing some of the best football of his career, he never really has been in the MVP conversation. That's true. He's ninth in career passing yards, passing touchdowns, but has never finished higher than eighth in MVP voting. I wanted to read that first, because Drake May at plus 175, 185 is number two on that list. And Mike Reese wrote why he might win it. With May playing a leading role, the Patriots are tied for the NFL's best record at 9-2. May leads the NFL in completion percentage and passing yards, is second in passer rating, only behind Lamar Jackson. His 8.6 air yards per attempt this season, May is just the second player since ESPN began tracking air yards in 2006 to complete 70% of his passes and average 8.5 air yards per attempt through the team's first 11 games. The other one's Peyton Manning, who did it in 2009, a season he was named MVP. Reasons he might fall short: the 5 picks and the 2 fumbles. Stafford only has 2 picks all year. Also, the schedule's not very good. That'll shine a brighter spotlight in December, games against Buffalo and Baltimore, possibly giving May less margin for error in his case for MVP consideration. Now, Drake May checks a lot of boxes. Drake May, I think, has every right to be that close to Stafford in the MVP race. Some people might think he should be ahead of him, what have you. But I think out of all the stuff I just read to you right there, the one paragraph that I think is the biggest hurdle and the biggest roadblock for Drake May is the fact that Stafford is ninth in career passing yards and passing touchdowns, but has never finished higher than 8th in MVP voting. This is the way the voting goes. This is how it works. It's political. It becomes a guy's turn. And if it's between him and someone like Drake May in his first full season, he didn't even play a full season last year. Drake May in his first full season, putting up these big numbers, the voters tend to think, well, you know, Stafford really deserves it. It's his turn. He's the whatever age he is. What's Stafford, like 33, 34?
No, he's got to be like 37.
Matthew Stafford, 37? I don't think he's 37. Maybe he is. But either way, Stafford's 37? Get out of here. Wow, I didn't realize he was that old. All the more reason then. Yeah, 37, 1988. How about that? Good guess, Joe. Older than I thought, but yeah, certainly you have a season like that at age 37, that is going to play better with the voters than the 23-year-old having the big season. Now, it's not always the case. We went over some of the MVPs and, you know, what age they were. And there's not really anybody in the low 20s other than Lamar Jackson in 2019 and Patrick Mahomes in 2018. Other than that, and I had a page up that had this all written out, and I must have closed the page because now I don't see it anymore. But other than that, you had a lot of guys in their mid to late 20s, 30s. Aaron Rodgers, age 37 and 38. Tom Brady when he was 37. You had Cam Newton at 26. He was considered a young MVP. But that's about it. You know, other than that, you had Jackson again. He won it again. Josh Allen last year, 28 when he won his. So, you know, like it generally, and there are those two exceptions I just mentioned, but it generally doesn't go to the young guy in his early 20s. It just doesn't, especially if it's close. If it's close between him and someone like Matthew Stafford, the politics will get involved and Stafford will win it because he's 37, which I'm still surprised by, but he's 37 years old and has never finished higher than 8th. It's a better story. He deserves it more. That's the way these things get voted on. It's not just in the NFL. It happens in the NBA. You get fatigue of a certain player. This guy's won it too many times. Let's give it to somebody else. If it's close, they give it to somebody else. A lot of people argue that happened last year with Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson. That Jackson deserved it, but he had just won it. It would have been his third, and it was Josh Allen's turn. And that's why Josh Allen won the MVP last year. That's not an indefensible position. So as great as Drake May is, I'm saying right now on November 19th, if things keep going the way that they're going for both him and Matthew Stafford, Stafford's going to win it. We asked Mike DeBate about this. He said the same thing. And I tend to agree with that. I also think Josh Allen could certainly claw his way back into it. I know I just talked about fatigue, but he's only won the one. And maybe the NFL thinks, oh, it'd be good to have a repeat MVP. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing for the league. And then there's Jonathan Taylor. Running back, it's been a while since a running back was the MVP. Last one, I think, was Adrian Peterson. In 2017, 16, something like that. I don't know. Can't remember when that was. But it's not very often that that happens. I think it's a definite possibility Taylor's having that kind of year.
2012. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, that's 13 years since that's happened. And it's very infrequent. Used to happen a lot more often, but now it's just, you know, just quarterbacks. That's basically it. And Drake May, again, checks those boxes. He does. But if I had to guess right now, if things keep going the way they're going, I suppose down the stretch he could hit new heights. He absolutely could. He goes out there and he balls out against Baltimore and against Buffalo, then yeah, we're probably having, you know, I'll probably eat these words. But just the way things are going right now, if they continue on this path, it's hard to imagine that he'll be able to upend Matthew Stafford.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.